and that would stand on its own there, you see, and you could take that horse and put it there, and this horse and put it there, and you could put planks from one to the other to have something to work on, you know, to saw on and to measure on, you know, they use them horses for all kind of purposes, you see, and then to stand on to get a little higher, you know, and put them a horse down
okay,
there.
Okay, but let's see, but the other thing that was X-shaped.
Well, that was for cutting wood.
Oh,
yeah.
A buck or a saw buck?
Oh, I forgot what they call that now. They had a name for it, though, like you said. I can't remember what they call it, though. I've seen them 100 times. Of course, see, I got away from that stuff been so long.
Yeah.
In 50 years that I flew around ago and got uptown, and I forgot about what was happening in the cut. I've been through all that, what you mentioned, you know?
Yeah.
And then I even was, we planted pecan trees when I was growing up in. And we got, about 60 years ago, I believe, even 55 years ago, we had a tractor. We got into the tractor business. I mean, that tractor to plow the field with, and to pecan orchard, you know, had to plow it every year, you know, and get ready to fertilize the pecans, you know. They had to stir it down. Of course, a lot of them say now that they don't need to plow it every year, you know, and they need to clip the grass
Yeah. What sort of trees would you have here?
We had pecan trees, what we used to plant.
Yeah. Do you have a big white tree with scaly bark and a big wide flat leaf?
Sycamore, huh? Yeah, we had sycamore, yeah. That's sycamore. Still got them down there.
Yeah.
And then
this is a beautiful town there really. We've got some pretty homes there.
Yeah. Right. And the pecans though was a kind of a new invention around here that turn of the century, after the turn of the century, you know, they began to, a lot of people went planting pecan trees. They're like they went to planting tongue trees here about 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. Everybody got into tongue oil business.
Yeah.
Of course, that went out with the hurricane. When the hurricane Camille came through, yeah, it laid them all down and they couldn't. They went, then they turned that ground into cattle improved pasture. The same ground they had the tongue oil.
Yeah. What, they let cows?
No, they push it, take a bulldozer and push them trees up, all the tongue trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ground would be cleared in to go to prepare it for improved pasture, you know. And put the cows in on the improved pasture, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then move them from field to field, you know, they got in the cattle business.
Yeah.
And of course, that the number of acres that they had was ideal. Some of them had, one fellow had 10,000 acres down there, and a lot of them had 1,000 acres, the tunnel. You know, a lot of them had 1,000 acres, 3,000 or 4,000 acres.
That's a right smart
land. And they put that in the cattle. So they had a lot of cattle. So Pearl County was the biggest tongue production in the world, was in Pearl County. That's the next county above. You know, Picayune's in, Poplarville. So they all turned that into cattle. Now they're one of the biggest cattle raising counties in Mississippi, Pearl River County, right next door.
Yeah. There are a lot of big landowners here?
Well, the big landowners are mostly the paper mill.
Yeah.
You see?
Right.
Like International, they got big holdings. Maybe they have 75,000 acres in this county, you know. And maybe Crown Zellerback could have 30,000 or 40,000 acres. Maybe St. Regis maybe have 50,000 or 60,000 acres, you know. That's the ones that are around here, and of course, in different parts of the country, you got different, but they're the same folks in a lot of places, mostly, you know, International, St. Regis. Now, Crown Zellerback is not as spread out as they are.
Yeah.
St. Regis and International is the main ones around here. I mean, I'll be around the South, Florida, too, St. Regis, strong Florida.
Uh-huh. Now, get back to stuff. Let's see. Now you used to straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Mm-hmm. Brush. Yeah, you used to say.
I used to comb right straight back when I had hair. You know, I hadn't had it in 50 years, but
yeah,
a long time ago they put that stuff on there. They had a name for it. That paste.